Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we enter a new era,
this is a once-in-a-lifetime realignment that will lead America for generations to come.
History,
isn't it nice to win?
Happens here. This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Hour number 3, beginning right now. Happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:06 in your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we survived the blizzard of 2025. We have got a lot to talk about, and we will get to it. A lot of things that Trump's doing. Marco Rubio is very busy, and we'll get to all that. But right now, Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I'm so excited to be in the golden age of America.
The golden age, and it'll especially feel better when we get out of this frozen age.
Oh, yeah. You ain't kidding, buddy.
How about a little climate change, huh? Yeah, coming right up.
Can we warm up? Come on. Where's Al Gore at when you need him?
Hey, you know, we really see on a regular basis the importance of first responders. And, you know, as a station, we've done this valor and all that.
Oh, yeah.
We're 100% behind these folks. And when you see what's going on in L.A., you're even more. Your hearts go out to these people. So Marion County Fire Rescue, you know, they've always got some things going on. And tell me what's the latest and greatest there.
Well, you know, over the last few years, you and I have talked about the difference making in the way our firefighter team recruits right at the high schools, you know, so that giving kids opportunities right out of school to come and become a firefighter. Well, even better than that, I'm here to announce that we have the new First Responder Academy graduating class of 2026. So what this is we are offering seniors the ability to start taking some firefighting classes on their senior year.
Wow.
Right? So that they can go through the Firefighter 1 curriculum during their senior year. And this class is going to be held Monday and Thursday evenings. So if you are excited, if you are interested in actually becoming a firefighter, upon the successful completion of the program, the high school graduation participants will be hired as firefighter trainees with Marion County Fire Rescue.
Really? Right out of school? Right out of high school?
Out of it. You'll actually have some of the training completed. You will be on your way. The trainees will attend the Florida State Fire College for Firefighter 2 and Emergency Medical Technician, EMT training. All the costs of the training will be fully covered at that point by Marion County Fire Rescue. If you're interested, please come to the Marion County Fire Operations Training Complex. That's right on 3230 Southeast Mary Camp Road, February 12th at 5 p.m., February 19th at 5 p.m., or February 26th at 5 p.m. If you need more information about what I'm talking about, please call 352-291-8075 and help us out and become one of the many proud heroes of Marion County.
Well, the fire rescue there, you know, it's come a long way, because I remember when somebody
really
complained and I said, well, really? I'll talk to Carl Zalek.
Yeah.
And I did. I brought it to your attention. You said, we're working on getting their pay up and all that. You've done a lot of things. And now they have some new materials that they can use to save even more lives now. Tell me about the Striker Life Pack.
Yeah, I thought this was really interesting. I wanted to bring it to people's attention because 80% of what we do in fire rescue is medical calls, right? 80% of the time, it's not really a fire burning building like it, you know, unfortunately here in Florida, we have a different situation than California does, right?
Right.
We don't deal with those mass fires the same way. what we deal with is mostly car accidents, people having heart attacks, you know, all those kind of things.
Oh, I
medical
know.
Calls, right?
Yeah, Marion County Fire Rescue, basically, they saved my life. So yeah.
And so these state-of-the-art Stryker Life Pack devices, these will actually help the monitoring, and will the Life Pack devices offers enhanced features unlike the other models, so that we know more about what's going on with you on the way to the hospital. One of the key benefits includes a 15-lead EKG to provide more comprehensive view of cardiac activity compared to the standard 12-lead. Expands the capabilities of EMS to identify heart attacks that can be often missed with leads and other models. Early detection makes a huge difference. And then we pair this with the Lucas medical device, CPR device. This device further enhances all the efforts because it's basically the perfect CPR all the time without human error. And it has that has showed when we connect that device with the new Stryker beds and all the kind of things and all the monitors to save lives even more effectively and efficiently, which is so cool. And I'm so glad that we can bring this technology to the people of Marion County.
Where did you find the money for that?
Yeah, no, it's come from the sales tax.
Yeah. You mean the sales tax where you presented it to the voters and gave a laundry list of exactly what you're going to do with it?
Yep.
And you followed through with buying exactly what you said you were?
This is a $6 million upgrade to save lives in Marion County. And it's one of the things that I think I'm really proud of, that we can bring that kind of technology. Because most places, like you said, can't afford to do it. But we can in Marion County because the voters trusted us with those with that tax.
Yeah, let's see. There's quality of life. And no life. I like the quality of life idea. I like that concept.
I like the quality of life, yeah.
Saving lives.
Me too, buddy.
Hey, what's going on with the public library in Marion County?
Yeah, so Marion County, we're opening up a new Silver Spring Shores Community Center. We'll have a new neighbor. It will be the library. And we're looking for help in actually naming the library. So if you're interested in that, you know, we're having fun. We're trying to get some names and some opportunities from folks. So if you'd like to help us, we're the west of Silver Spring Shores Community Center at 5590 Silver Road in Ocala. We'll have this next branch. It's kind of, we're doing the renovations, and we're using a CDBG block grant to actually help us bring this to this community. It's been a long time coming, and so we need your recommendation by January 31st, and you can call 352-671-8551 and give us your naming opportunity.
Hey Greg, watch this. You know what I think they should name it? The Carl Zalek Public Library.
We usually do that after you die, right?
I'm trying to out-schmooze Greg, and let me tell you something. That bar is so high.
Good luck with that bar.
So anyway, I'll push for that. Let me know when the next meeting is of the commissioners, and I'll throw that one out there.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sure they'll all love it, too.
They'll all love it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big advocates of people's pets and taking care of little animals, and that is important. And you've got something going on with microchips coming up in Marion County.
Yeah, so I'm excited to share Marion County Animal Services is offering free microchips for pets. This is a really cool opportunity because, you know, at the end of the day, we realize that so many of the animal calls we go out on for lost pets, looking for pets, lost and found pets, all these Facebook posts, so many of these animals are not microchipped. So we put together an opportunity so that free microchipping is happening until the end of January, so not too much longer. We encourage pet owners to take advantage of this valuable opportunity and call Animal Services at 352-671-8700. No appointment necessary. Come and get your pet chipped. A great opportunity to save some money and make sure that your animal is found just in case it gets lost.
Yeah, you better knock it off. All these good things going on in Marion County. You're going to have nothing but more people moving there. Three Ocala retirement communities ranked among the top 25 most popular in the country.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, everybody knows about the villages south of us and all those kind of things going on.
Huge.
But so many people find Ocala to be a wonderful place also to retire. And so we want those great retirees to come and bless our community. You know, it's so interesting. They do so much more than just retire. they come and they impact our community in such a positive way. You get people from all over the place. In fact, we were celebrating Marbacher's 90th anniversary just last week, and retired FBI agents from the villages in Ocala are there giving tours, talking about the shooting and all the incredible FBI technology from over the course of 90 years that have transpired. Where else do you get that except for incredible retirement communities?
Yeah, no, and you have an active retirement community. That's the key, because these are people move to these communities because they want activities and they want social interaction. And so, yeah, asset to the community.
Yeah, so
I hear the music, you don't. That's Greg's way of saying, that's his stage hook coming to get us. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, always love the good works that you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you having me on. Can't wait to see you next time.
Stay warm.
Woo!
It is 8:16. Ton of stuff to get to, including Marco Rubio, Donald Trump, all the latest and greatest on 97.3 The Sky.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sean Hannity Show.
The purge has begun. 1,000 Biden administration appointees.
Afternoons at 3.
If they're going to be there to sabotage Trump, they need to go. He was elected by, of, and for the people.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Thursday. It's 8:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Everybody's trying to stay warm. What is up with these cold temperatures? It seems colder, a little bit longer, worse than normal? Are we outside the normal range?
I don't know, but then the wind chills. I mean, even when you're not feeling the wind on you, it feels colder than the temperature says it is for whatever reason.
And Greg, just a personal note, he is super sensitive to cool temperatures.
But even you today, keeping your layers on, and that's unusual.
Last time that Greg was on, he was out on a boat. It was August, and he had a parka on, just to give you an idea.
might be a slight exaggeration.
That might have been a little. That was some photoshopping I did. Well, you should see the other pictures.
Shh. Oh, don't tell everything you know, Bob.
No, I actually made it up. It's not anything
I know.
Yeah,
trust Bob.
Sometimes.
If you have a software program, you know he knows those computers.
Can we trust? Yeah, funny. Yeah, can we trust Pam Bondi?
I think we can.
Well, what's the Senate waiting for? What are they doing? They're playing a game? Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Go Gators. The Judiciary Committee, they're going to delay it 1 week. Yes. Any particular reason? Not that they're saying.
A listener suggested it's because she kicked the Senate butts last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's probably true. She did make, she made Swifty Swift look like, the idiot he is. I mean, that's not her fault. That's his fault.
I'm not here to do your homework and study for you. Senator, no one has asked me to investigate Liz Cheney. That is a hypothetical.
The president has called for it publicly. You are aware of that, aren't you?
No one has asked me to investigate.
But the president
has called. We're also worried about Liz Cheney,
Senator. The president has called
for this. You know what we should be worried about?
Ms. Bondi, please answer my questions.
California right now is through the roof.
Ms. Bondi,
your robberies are 87% higher than the national average.
My question is this.
That's what I want to be focused on, Senator.
Do you have the power to say no to the president?
Senator, what I can tell you is I will never play politics. You're trying to engage me in a gotcha. I won't
just
do
ask
it.
You a simple
I
question.
Won't play
if you
politics
can speak truth
with any ongoing
to power. So let me ask you another.
Like you did leaking your colleague Devin Nunes' memo.
Leaking the memo.
There's your answer.
Yeah. That was great. And another thing I would say, he says, do you have, you know, the power to say no to the president? I would have said, do you have the power to ever tell the truth?
Ooh.
Remember when you said you had all this evidence against the president? We never saw that. So before I answer the questions of a bozo, why don't you try to gain back any level of credibility, because you have none, and produce that evidence that you, I mean, in front of cameras, in front of the world, claim that you had rock solid evidence against President Trump. Unbelievable. Yeah. So I guess, yeah, they're that's their way, their little punishment. Yeah. Yeah, you are going to learn to respect us, young lady. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that kind of mentality, that's not going to get you very far with Pam Bondi. So good luck with that. But anyway, I think she's a shoo-in, but they're playing games. They it's within the rules, and they've done it before. They can reconvene in a week, which would be January 29th, to hold a final vote, which they probably will do. And they're doing it also to try to punish Trump, slow him down. Because, you know, you talk about a Trump train. The Trump train is chugging, baby. It is moving. And, yeah, they need to get on board or get out of the way. Instead, they're taking sledgehammers and doing anything they can to damage the track. That's the left strategy. And so, yeah, these senators are playing a little bit of a game, you know. Hey, why can't everybody just be like AOC, you know? Good little girl, just trying to help out illegal immigrants.
Yeah, what a helper she is.
What a true patriot, huh? Yeah. AOC... I'm sorry. Let me be respectful. Congresswoman AOC.
There you go.
Is giving advice to non-citizens as mass deportations start. Share widely, she says in all caps. Know your rights in all caps. With mass deportations starting today across the country, it's vitally important for both citizens and non-citizens to know your rights. Sharing infographics with information on how to have interactions with immigration and customs enforcement. It says you do not have to open the door.
Okay.
Noting that ICE cannot enter a home without a valid warrant signed by a judge. All right.
Okay. Does she want to deal with Homan, really? Just saying.
It's interesting that she seems to understand what people's rights are, but what about the rights of Americans who did not want their nation invaded, did not ask that their nation be invaded?
She doesn't seem to be representing them.
Doesn't and no. Hasn't been really up to speed
no.
on it.
No,
yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah. Yeah, you can ask them to leave and you can stay silent and you don't have to share your personal info. You're not obligated to provide personal information like your immigration status, place of birth, or criminal history if asked, it reads, adding anything you say or do can be used against you. You should not lie, though, it adds. Okay.
Wow, that's
well, that's sound advice
for her, yeah.
For everyone.
That's the best piece of advice she gave of that whole list.
If they attempt to enter your home or your workplace, ask for a warrant. Sometimes they will try to use other non-qualifying paperwork. They need a warrant.
Wow.
Wow.
Who is she really trying to help?
People that are here illegally, and the only ones that are going to get tossed, or at least certainly the first, are all going to be people that are truly criminals. So I guess she's rendering aid to criminals. Yeah.
Well.
She's a patriot, though.
Oh, yeah. Her and Kamala Harris. They know
they
who to
are,
protect.
Man.
Yeah, right.
It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast, including the Audacy app, AUDACY. All you have to do is click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We are live, local, and shivering on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
Thank you, President Trump. We're coming home.
Yeah! So this is January 6th.
Faux pardon.
Trending stories.
Winter has come to the South.
And why they matter.
6 inches of snow has fallen around Interstate 10.
North Central Florida's news station.
When it comes to foreign policy, on a very clear mission. To ensure that our foreign policy is centered on one thing, and that is the advancement of our national interests.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. From day one, to the full 4 years of Trump's second term.
We're going to make America great again.
Complete coverage and what it means here.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Lefties and their nonsense. It's not going to end anytime soon. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is 8:34 right now, and what'd you say it was, Greg? Like 34 degrees around here?
Looking 34, 36, 38, pretty much as you go farther south, just pick up a little degree or two warmer, but it feels colder than that.
I'm thinking about maybe Isla Morada or somewhere south of there, like in the Keys.
That'd be a nice option. Yeah.
Well, that's an option. How?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's like a 10-hour drive, so that kind of kills that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, you go for the weekend, like 10 hours down. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you leave at 10:30 tomorrow morning after the show, and you get there, and then you've got Friday night, Saturday night, and you come back Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I appreciate that.
I'm here to help.
You never know. Yeah. You know, I'm always...
I know. I watch for the book of faces. I'll say, and there's Bob on a beach somewhere.
Looking for an adventure.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Life is short. Appreciate every day. Thank you, dear Lord. All right. Demi Lovato, I know she's this musical big star and all that, and I know she's done some, well, they all do these, some of the wording of their songs kind of crazy, they do the video, we all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently she posted a message to fans who identify as transgender and non-binary, telling them, we will get through this. We will get through this. For the rest of us, we're like, get through what? Well, Donald Trump's the president.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hates gay people. He's going to round them up. He's going to put them in concentration camps. While I'm at it, let me tell you the other story. Did you notice the president, when he took the oath, didn't have his hand on the Bible? One of my lefty friends, asked, hey, well, what's with the president now putting his hand on the Bible? Because I think it was Melania. Somebody was supposed to get the Bibles there, because I already told you in advance two they were going to use.
Yep.
And she did come kind of late to the swearing-in ceremony. I don't know. I'm not saying it was her fault. It's just that's kind of how it went. Mm. And But I tell my friends, my lefty friends, the ones that question that kind of stuff.
They question everything, yes.
I said, he tried putting his hand on the Bible, and he said, it's burning! And I said, the Antichrist can't put his hand on a Bible.
Wow.
So I like to fuel a flame.
Oh,
a little bit,
yes,
you
do.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Poke the bear a little.
So, well, because the things from the left are so just ridiculously over the top. Demi Lovato, like, we can get through this. We'll survive.
Right. Yeah.
Like, really, Anne Frank? Yeah. Yeah.
You're really suffering.
Yeah, give me a break.
Hollywood. Yeah.
Yeah, because Donald Trump mentioned something that biologically, I think we've accepted as science for a pretty good period of time. I don't know, male and female, that's it. That's your two genders.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been consistent for a very long time. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been around for a very long time.
Apparently, one of Trump's very top picks is a member of the... I hate to say LGBTQ community. Dave Chappelle really pulled back on that whole thing.
Yeah.
The comedian.
Yeah.
Like if they were all in a car together.
That's true.
And he did a caricature, like what would a lesbian might not have anything in common at all with a gay person that's a male maybe, or the Q and all the other
Each
letters.
Each group is their own thing, but.
Yeah.
They kind of get clumped in this alphabet thing.
Because there's a certain amount of power in those numbers. So politically, that's not a terrible idea for them. Mm. But it is kind of interesting when you start to break it down. And apparently Demi Lovato, she identifies as gender non-binary and is apparently back to using they, them pronouns.
That has gotten so old.
It kind of Come is. On. It's sort of like, okay, yeah, you had the fad or whatever.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because we've talked about mental health and how we want to try to, you know, erase any sort of stigma that may still be there about receiving mental health help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's harder to defend the idea of receiving mental health help when part of it is agenda-driven and they say, you know, oh, you're a struggling teenager. You're not sure what to do. You have feelings sometimes of depression and loneliness and all that. Hey, did you ever think about changing your gender? That's basically what has been going on. Hey, did you ever think about that? No. Is there anything else, maybe? Oh, no. No, that's, man, you really, wow. Isn't that frightening?
Mm.
My point here is, though, if Trump hates gay people, by the way, he wouldn't, one of his top nominees, one of his top picks is, well, he identifies some way in LGBTQ. I don't know what. I didn't, frankly, you know what?
You don't care.
I don't care.
Because, he can do the job.
Oh, you know why the guy got the job? Was it for diversity? Or was it because he was the best pick for the job?
You mean that merit thing he was
merit?
Talking about? Yeah.
Meritocracy or
wow.
meritocracy or meritocracy.
Or he's just the right person for the job.
No way.
God, that's a crazy thought. I know. It is still crazy.
Yeah, because I've talked about all the picks. I didn't mention it because I didn't know, because I didn't care.
You don't care who they sleep with. Can they do the job?
Yeah, I don't think it's them. That's a sleeping part.
Yeah, well, if you're awake, I don't care either. Just whatever. Can you do the job?
That's just close your eyes and get through it, okay?
Yeah.
No, that's what Demi Lovato said. We'll get through this.
Yes.
That was it.
That's it.
We will get through this.
Yeah.
As of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, prompting a standing ovation from those in attendance. President Trump's order was no surprise, since he had promised to do exactly that prior to taking office. A politician following through. Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
It should be shocking, because it doesn't happen very often.
Well, it's because if you look at some of the decisions made by Joe Biden here at the end of the term, he did everything he said he wouldn't do.
And here's the deal. This doesn't make it open season for people who live some kind of alternative lifestyle.
Not at all.
This isn't about promoting hate or division. It's exactly the opposite. You keep your, you know, business to yourself.
Your personal business to
yourself. Yeah, to yourself, and everybody else will do it. You know, and if somebody like is telling too much about, you know, Joey's Little League game and all that, and that for some reason bothers you, you know, leave the room. Or say, you know, can we change the subject or whatever? Like, would you be offended that somebody's talking about family? Like, ew, I thought he smelled like a hetero, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can we let all that go? What is it, the NFL helmet? Choose love.
Yeah.
And maybe I should say like this, choose love. I think that's Donald Trump. That's what he's choosing. He wants everybody to succeed.
Right.
He wants the American people to win. He's putting America first and Americans first.
Mm-hmm.
Not based on sexual orientation or color of skin or even who they voted for. That's right. Everybody wins. Amazing. Isn't it? It really is amazing. I had one here. Here it is. Because it's a Florida story.
Ah.
I'd like to give me some Florida stories.
There you go.
Representative Anna Luna, Republican she's out of South Florida, I believe. Am I right? I think so. This would make sense because she called for President Donald Trump to move NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Florida.
Her name is Luna, and she's making NASA suggestions?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Moon?
Yeah.
Hmm? Luna?
Like on the lunar service?
I thought you were going to say lunatic, and I'm like, no, wait, she's one of the good ones.
Leave Nancy Pelosi out of it.
Oh! Anyway, highlighting Florida Space Coast is home to key facilities like the Kennedy Space Center. In a letter addressed to Trump, Luna noted that Florida Space Coast is uniquely positioned to support this transformation and strengthen America's leadership in space exploration. And she added that she believes relocating NASA's headquarters to Florida would offer significant strategic, economic, and logistical advantages to NASA and the United States. I write to you in support of relocating NASA's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to the Space Coast for all the reasons I just said. Given the accelerating pace of developments in both public and private space sectors, I believe that relocating those headquarters would, you know, really, we could take full advantage of that, and that's to everyone's benefit. So we'll see.
Yeah. I can see that.
This just in, Anna Paulina Luna, family member, works for NASA. No, I'm just kidding. that might make sense. And I think we have to look at maybe several things that I know Marco Rubio and the president, really, they're calling all the federal workers to come back to work. Why don't they say, hey, here's a bunch that you don't have to come back because we can get by without it. And I feel for the employees, and in several circumstances, they're actually... Like the DEI people, they're getting paid. They're right. Shutting down the whole DEI thing, but the people are going to get paid, and hopefully they'll be able to transfer them into appropriate departments or whatever. But so I feel for people that their jobs are going to change, and not they're not necessarily going to lose their jobs. And we can, through attrition, we can really pare things back.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to, for instance, do we really need a Department of Education? I mean, that's been tossed around quite a bit.
Because every state has one within their own state, essentially, anyway.
Yeah, and the whole idea, or part of the idea behind states' rights was, you know, each state can act as sort of an incubator of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And then other states can say, hey, we're going to model it after that state because educationally, look at their numbers.
Right.
They're doing great. And that's the idea of this incubator thing, instead of a few people making very, very big decisions in positions and never have their feet on the ground talking to local parents and students and how things might be different in one geopolitical area from another. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and there's so much more to still get to. So hang in there, my friends, and stay warm on this Thursday. 97.3 The Sky.
Look, I'm not a blind tribalist. I am a practical Machiavellian.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
That's how I would describe my politics. A practical Machiavellian who wants to be left TF alone.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You know, I've been corrected on this one before. I really apologize. Representative Anna Paulina Luna, she is a congresswoman from Pinellas County. Mostly, that's her district. It's a big district, not land-wise, but, I don't know, over 700,000 people live in her district. And, yeah, I apologize, because I keep saying South Florida, some kind of mental block, which is easy to happen when you survive the blizzard of 2025. Yes, we've done it. So far, so good, right? Do we get word yet on I-10, Greg, whether it's open or not? And it was closed from Tallahassee to Mobile pretty much for the most part. And due to the concerns about icy roads, they were going to lift that. At 9 o'clock was their target time. And I don't know if they, you know, looked ahead and said, we're great, or...
The map is still showing closed.
Okay.
So, yep.
All right. Well, make your plans accordingly. I-10 closed in that area for now. That literally could be changing any time now. So, and we'll let you know when something changes. We'll keep you up to speed on it, all right? It's what we do. All right. Senate Majority Leader John Thune, he's the Republican out of South Dakota, said Senate Republicans are ready to hold Senate open nights, weekends, and recesses to confirm Trump's nominees. In other words, he said, you know, it's time to get this done. And the president, you know, was... He's been putting his push behind it, but they're dragging their feet We know in the case of Pam Bondi, as far as I know, that will be another week. Yeah. Is that a Democrat? Is that a stunt? Probably. But anyway, they're stalling. They're doing what they can to make life difficult for Trump and his agenda and his people who are really ready to get to work. Thune on the Senate floor on Tuesday talked about Senate Democrats holding up the nomination of John Ratcliffe to become the next CIA director. Chris Murphy, the Democrat out of Connecticut, spent much of the floor this week obsessing over January 6th protests after Trump pardoned many of the January 6th protesters. Yeah, some of these folks, and you'll see it in the House too, but the Senate really, sometimes especially, man, if they think there's a camera rolling, holy cow, they cannot help themselves. The addiction to the Klieg lights, yeah. Now, in January, one poll found that only 5% of American registered voters believe that the January 6th protests were the biggest memory of Trump's first term in office. 5%. But the Democrats have consistently tried to make the biggest deal they could ever. I mean, they have said things like, you know, we came, you know, really within inches of losing our country, losing our democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, you serve in government and you really think what we've set up here is that fragile? Really?
People entering a building?
That's.
Yeah.
And we know better and they know better.
Yes.
And I think all of that over the top, all that hyperbole came back to roost on the Democrats. It took 4 years for enough people to come to the realization about the Democrats, about their terrible failed agenda economically. And you can't say, oh, the mistakes they made at the border. They couldn't have been more focused and purposeful in opening the border wide open. Yep. They couldn't have done it. If you were looking at that as, hey, we want to get as many people from all over the world as we can get across that line in that, you know, one term as president.
But it shouldn't have been a surprise, because remember going back to the debates, although Kamala didn't last very long, both she and Biden insinuated, hey, we'll open the door. Come on in. They did that before they were even elected.
And then on one of his first days, if not the first day, Biden used executive orders to do just that. But my point is, you can't say it was an error, it was a mistake, or, you know, it was just too many people, we were overrun. All of that, those are all lies. They purposefully set out, not just to open the border and allow a trickle or whatever, they purposefully had people through these NGOs all around the world handing out plane tickets. So, yeah, I think a real, true, and full investigation on that might be worthwhile. Speaking of investigations and looking a little closer, House Republicans announced they will create a new panel to investigate the actions of partisan January 6th committee members, even though Biden pardoned them. You know, that sparring match, I guess, that Pam Bondi, where she was basically, you know, punching Senator Shifty Schiff in the face repeatedly. He was all worried about Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
All right. Worried about Liz. Like, mm-hmm. Really? Is that, do you have a relationship that we're not aware of? Why was he so, so obsessed with worried about Liz Cheney? Well, he doesn't have to worry about her anymore, right? She was part of that pardon. So this panel that they're putting together, their intention is to uncover the truth of what occurred at the United States Capitol. The panel will establish a select subcommittee to be chaired by Congressman Barry Loudermilk, the Republican out of Georgia, under the House Judiciary Committee. House Speaker Mike Johnson released this information in a press release. House Republicans are proud of our work so far in exposing the false narratives peddled by the politically motivated January 6th Select Committee during the 117th Congress, but there is still more work to be done. Yes, there is. Not only do we want to uncover the things that the panel has done or not done. Information was destroyed. Allegations are made there. I thought they were extremely strong allegations about Liz Cheney herself and how she interacted with a witness and also the destruction of evidence. Of course, she claims otherwise. So it won't be her backside on the line per se, but I want to dig deeper into how many FBI operatives were really there. How many people and how high up in the FBI did they know? I want to know what it was called. Did they have a name for the operation?
It's the old, what did you know and when did you know it, that they used to like to pull on us.
And this will help Kash Patel to get out that big broom and start sweeping these bad people out. The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.